The production of silage, which was also affectionately called vitamin grass, gained momentum in the agriculture of the Estonian SSR in the 1950s. As forage was expensive, the silage was seen as an opportunity to improve the winter feeding conditions for cattle. Natural hay, clover, and maize, which had been vigorously promoted since 1955, were suitable for a green mass of cattle for winter fodder. In the early years, a considerable amount of rye straw was also ensiled in Estonia. In the early years, silage crops were harvested from several machines, first mowed, then collected and transported by truck to silos, and only then shredded with silage cutters. The forage harvesters did the necessary work at once. They mowed, shredded, and sent the feed to the truck from where it was transported to the silo. The 2.6 meter wide forage harvester CK2.6 in front of you was produced at the Gommel Agricultural Machinery Plant from 1964. The combine worked on tow. The forage, which was chopped into 40 to 45 millimeter strips, was transported out of the field by trucks and pressed together in silos with crawler tractors. The productivity of the harvesters fluctuated. On a good day, the machine could mow up to 3 hectares of grassland. However, there were also many technical problems, especially when working with the combine in rockier fields. The silage harvesters were relatively widespread in Estonian machine tractor stations and helped to significantly accelerate the production of green mass. It is a matter of frequent spoilage of maize in the late 1950s, which pushed silage into the background in the next decade and replaced it with concentrates and fodder vegetables, especially hybrid turnips. Silage production continued, but to a lesser extent than before. Silage reappeared in the mid-1970s. As a result of experiments and finding a suitable technology, it has become clear that in the climatic conditions of Estonia, the most optimal way to produce forage is to produce silage. Silage has become the main winter feed for cattle.